Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're holding on daf Chof Chet. And we got up to Omer of Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omer Rab. So this is the fifth line daf. Omer of Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omer Rab. Kol maka shetzricha omed, nechalu min aleihat haShabbat. If there is anything that requires asking a doctor as to whether this person is going to survive, then you're definitely mechal Shabbos. Actually, Rishonim asks, what's the chiddush? Obviously, it's, that means by definition, if you have to ask, you have a sofek pikuach nefesh. So they say that the meaning is that the chole is convinced that there's no problem. He feels fine. And there's no doctor to ask. But we feel that we would ask a doctor. So halacha is your mechal Shabbos automatically. Don't pay any attention to the chole. Om Reb Shama Barava, Om Reb Yochanan. Furthermore, the ishta, Rashi always learns ishta tzmirata, which means a high fever, basically, which is like the kadachat fever. But there are others who learn that the ishta the is the heat, and tzmirata is chills. So it means heat coupled with chills is a sign of a dangerous illness. And that's considered to be the equivalent of an organic issue. Where you understood makashel halal. I mean, the truth is, it's only Tosus in Rashi who had apparently had a different shot in Rashi or understood Rashi that it means kineged the halal aguf. But pashtas from the sugi that comes, it's mashma that everybody was made a, that it means something internal. And your machal on a Shabbos meyechan makashel halal. What point inwards is considered to be the inside of the body? Pirish Rabbi min ha'safa v'lifnim. It means from the lips inward. Now we're going to question how that has to do with the teeth.
That's a more dangerous problem.
And it, you know, any internal issue is something that may well turn out to be fatal. Boy, Rabbi Eliezer, when you say min ha'safa v'lifnim, does that include the teeth or not? Now Rashi learns that this is not referring to the teeth. But almost all the Rishonim learned that kaki are molars and shine are the other incisor teeth. Rashi learns that it's a reference to the gums, which is a problem we'll see later on. So the question is, what about the actual teeth? Is that considered to be an infection there? Is that something that can ultimately infect the brain and kill him and so on? Is it considered to be a makash el halal automatically or not? So what do we say? Kaki v'shinimai, given that kushininu, do we say since they are hardened? So it's kemaka devaroi damu, they're not as vulnerable as a soft tissue. Because of that, it's considered to be the equivalent of an external makah, which then has to be analyzed, but it's not an automatic kol makah shel chalal. Al dilma, given the gavoi kaimer, do we say that the definition of min hasafa v'lifnim is an absolute definition? It doesn't matter that there are soft tissues and then there are harder things, and therefore it has the same thing as a makah shel chalal. Om rabbi yitashma achoshesh b'shinav. Here it says if somebody has pain in his teeth. Now, choshesh generally means he has some pain. It's not that he's suffering terribly. So he has pain in his teeth. So he should not use vinegar to soak on his teeth, pretending now that he's just gargling or something. He's really attempting to cure his teeth. So he shouldn't. That's dafka choshesh shudalo. Mashma, that's only because it's a light pain. But if it was serious pain, if it would koiv like tuva, suppose he has a real toothache, which implies that there's some kind of infection in the root of the tooth or something. So then, shapir dami, then apparently he would be allowed to take medication and there would be no problem. Now this is very difficult because the Gemara here is pretending that there's only two choices. Either don't take medicine if there's no sakana, or do take medicine if there is sakana. But of course that's not true. You could take medicine because the whole din of medicine is gezeira d'rabbanan because of shchikat samamani. You could take medicine for cholish ein bo sakana. So what would be the raya if it's koiv le'tuva? That's a raya that mechalal in it's a Shabbos. It's just a raya. You could take an aspirin. The other Rishonim asked this question. So they taina the reason the Gemara is bringing a raya is because it's daf yegamea be'emet achomet. In other words, since there is a way with teeth to actually ingest what it is that you're taking and make it part of eating. So it would be with a shinui. So therefore, if you're not telling me to do that, it's mashma that with a real ke'ev, you could openly be megameh chometz. Why shouldn't you soak a piece of bread in chometz and then take it? Must be because that's what I would do if it's possible for me to deal with it without doing something that's more karav to shchicha sabamani. So since it's bedavka referring to the teeth, that's our raya. That itself is a big chiddush. But the Gemara otherwise is extremely problematic. Says the Gemara, it's not really a raya because Dilma Tana maybe the Tana is not being makbid in the extent of the pain. Because, I mean, after all, pain is a rather subjective measurement of what's happening. So the Tana is just saying choshesh ena, basically. In other words, if I don't see any external evidence of something wrong, so then he's calling that choshesh. But unless there's something that I see that's already affecting, I would see it's affecting the gums and so on. So then it wouldn't be the kaki vashini. That's the problem. We're like, I'll leave it to Rashi. It was according to Rashi, we're referring to gums. And the reason for this is basically clear in the next Toshma. Toshma. Rabbi Yochanan chash betzabdina, and also Rabbi Yochanan was suffering from tzabdina. Now tzabdina, although Rashi says is an illness of the teeth, which is strange because he's the one that's dafka referring to the gums, the truth is it's clear as the Gemara goes on, that it affects the gums. It ultimately affects the gums. Now, many understand from the way that the Gemara works out, and also from the refuas that the Gemara suggests, is that it's scurvy, which is my vitamin C deficiency. So that does indeed have these. It starts with a pain, then bleeding, then bleeding gums, and can ultimately be fatal. It starts affecting the entire digestive system, as the Gemara is going to say. So Rabbi Yochanan had a problem with tzabdina. So he went to this famous Matronita, who was an Ovedet Kochavim, and she knew all of the, you know, black magic stuff, and so on. Actually, she was a doctor. So Ozer Gabe Dei Matronita Avda Chamshe Omale Shabbata. So she gave him her treatment, without allowing him to know what it was, on Friday and on the Thursday and Friday. And then Shabbos, he wasn't able to come. Right? That was when he gave the drush and everything. So he asked her, what do I do tomorrow? Machar mai. You won't need it. It's already going to be fine. He said, yeah, they always say that. How about if I do need it? So itzarich na mai. So she said, look, I'll tell you, but you got to swear to God that you're not going to tell anybody. Because it's my parnasa. So yishtavali delo megalit. So yishtavali, he tells her, I swear to the God of Israel, I'm not going to tell anybody. The next day he goes out and he says it in the drush and he tells everybody, I have a fantastic way to cure this scurvy. And he says it to her. He says it to everyone. So, Lamacha Navagarshva Pirka, how can you do that? He swore. Didn't he swear to her? Well, no, all he said was, I swear to God I won't tell. I won't tell God.
She won't tell him next time, yes.
That's for sure. So I won't tell the God of Israel, but I'll tell the people of Israel. I'm a Yisrael Maglina. Ah, come on. I mean, Vayika Chilul Hashem. I mean, how can you do that? She's going to think he made a... No, he told her right up front. He said, ha, 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 I only swore that I won't tell the God of Israel, but I'm going to tell everybody else. Yeah, we're bad. Never trust these Jews. So Alma, in any event, you see that he went to treat it on Shabbos. He said, what do I want on Shabbos? So apparently he held it was considered to be a makesh challah. He asked her, what do I do on Shabbos? Apparently he intended to use it on Shabbos. We're going to. Omrim Nachma Yitzchak Shainit Tzabdina, that's not a good example. Because you're right that Tzabdina does affect the teeth, but it starts in the mouth, but it just keeps going, and it ends up going all the way into the entire digestive system, and it can cause fatalities. By the way, this is a very important Gemara, although the truth is I have other rayas, but Rav Moshe uses this Gemara to prove that when you take medication on Shabbos, there does not need to, I mean, when you view something as a sakana on Shabbos, let me take medication, but an actual sakana, it does not have to be a sakana currently. In other words, anything which ultimately becomes a sakana is viewed as a sakana. You don't have to wait till you're already endangered. So that's the same. It's gomeret bivnei me'ayim. It's gomeret bivnei me'ayim. You don't wait until it gets to bivnei me'ayim. Start dealing with it. You deal with it immediately. Omrim nachma yitzchak. No, sorry. My simane, what are the symptoms of this illness? Rami, what happens if it's Rami, mi debe kake, my sidame. Anytime that the gums are used, there's extensive bleeding, bibe dari. So if you put something on your teeth, the area of the gum starts to bleed underneath. I mean, my have, what causes this? Either kariri kariri dechite or chamimi chamimi disare, and shiri dekarsa tarsana. If you take things that are made of wheat and you eat them very cold, or very hot things that are made out of seorim, and if you leave over your herring, this is very important, our dear president, you know, your kasa darsa, you leave it overnight and it gets spoiled. My avdalei, what did she do for him? Omri vachu bereidu rava, what she did was she took mei seor, v'shemen zayit umelach. Umar bar Rav Ashi amar, she took mashcha da avza, begadfa da avza. So one says that she used the water that was left over from the sourdough and mixed with olive oil and salt. The other mandioma says she took a goose's oil, there was reduced fats, and spread it on the teeth using a feather from the actual goose. Abaya said, look, I tried all this stuff. It doesn't do a darn thing. I'll tell you what cured me. And this one makes a great deal of sense medically, in terms of our medicine. Remember, once again, I want to remind you that actually, Bataisa says, don't try this in your own home. But the later Peskim say that there was actually a cherem against trying any of the Gemaras because they never work, and people think that therefore it's nonsense. They made a cherem, don't even try it. First of all, we don't even know really accurately the ingredients. We don't know precisely how to apply it. And besides that, as Taisa says, different generations, different times, different climes, everything changes, and you cannot apply a medical paradigm from one period to another period. Half the illnesses we never heard of. I mean, kosher came it's so funny, you know. I actually had this mesa once. I was just talking in my grandparents' home about this sugya. The Gemara talks about this illness in which all of your hair becomes hard as one thing. And I said, yeah, like that kind of thing. I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? My grandmother says, whoever heard of such a thing? That used to be the worst possible thing in Europe. Amazing.
You just become one?
Becomes like one solid piece of keratin.
Weird.
No, I mean, I researched it afterwards. It seems to be this breakages in the hair that then bind together like Velcro. More. But anyway, it's like weird because to us, like, you know, it just sounds like something out of some kind of crazy horror story. But I mean, there's a lot of things like that. I mean, I was referring to.
Yeah, right.
So. Okay, so anyway, so a certain Arab, Adi Amalei Avutai, a certain Arab told me what you should do is Isaac Shaita de Zeta, to Lo Malu Tilta, bring now the pits of the olives that have not yet grown one third, and Kalanu, burn them down, and use Amara Chadata, use a fresh piece of metal, a hole that is brand new, and heat that, put that on that till it's burned, and it sort of melts over the hoe, and take the reduced olive bit, and davik be the dari. What you should do is you should stick it onto the gum inside, let it stay there. Now that could very well be very rich in vitamin C. And then I did, and that made me well. Avdei Achavi Yitzhak. Now, wait a minute, how did Rabbi Yochanan go to this woman for a refuah? I thought, Omer Rabba Barbachana Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makah, Shemechah Makah, Shemechah Alina Le'etah Shabbat, Ein Mitrapim Me'eh. And I'm very confused. It was Rabbi Yochanan's own chat we had yesterday that said that you cannot go to an Akum because of the Chashad that if already, the way it does understood, if already the illness is so bad, so he's not going to risk anything in killing him. Because anyway, so what can I do? He came to me too late. I couldn't save him, whatever. Says the Gemara, an Adam Choshev Ishaina. Somebody who has connections in the government, people think about him, worry about him, they treat him completely differently. And they're afraid there's going to be an investigation and so on and so forth. And because of that, there's no chashat for an Adam Choshev. So for Rabbi Yochanan himself, it wasn't a problem.
Oh, he's the Adam Choshev.
Yeah.
I thought she was.
No, he's the Adam Choshev. So they wouldn't try any stuff with it. Well, what about Rabbi Abo? Rabbi Abo had a lot of connections. He was an Adam Choshev, and he once went to that same Yaakov Minah that we were talking about yesterday for some illness that he had, and he went and he gave him poison. Ramala Yaakov Minah Sama Ashak, he put it on his legs. If it hadn't been the Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asa were there, and they licked it all off, it would have gone straight, would have basically made him lame. It would have cut it straight off.
Are we mixing up here a meme and a goy? Isn't that two different issues?
No, but you see that Adam Choshev, they're willing to risk.
Going to a meme.
Yeah, l'chora. Doesn't matter. In other words, it doesn't help to be Choshev, otherwise it show up all over. Says the Gemara, here's the whole question, whether we've now changed our mind about Adam Choshev. So Machlokes is Rishayim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan went to a Rofe Mumcha. What do you mean Rofe Mumcha? Rabbi Avo also. Yaakov Ino was a famous doctor. There was also a Rofe Mumcha. That's true. But Shiny Rabbi Avo, the Mukme Be Mini Benafshayu, Tomut Nafshin Plishtim. He gave so much trouble to these Christians. He used to argue about the verses that they would always bring. And all the missionaries were scared to death of him. He made complete fools of them. He made it like a study of how to refute the Christians. So they hated his guts. So you know what? Let them hang me. At least I'll get him. So it was worth it. But Rabbi Yochanan could rely on the Adam Choshev. I mean, this is very, very true today, the difference in the attitude, the medical treatment for an Adam Choshev and a regular person. It's astounding. What do you mean, my shver? I tell you, I mean, it's unbelievable. It owns the hospital, basically. All I have to do is check up on the internet and see that, you know, that you're... that's what they did. And like, you get away with anything that you want. Yeah. They allow minyanim in the ICU. They'll allow minyanim. I mean, it's insane. You're only one person at a time. Anything you say, boss.
It's not what you know.
Yeah, it's who you know. Omar Shmuel. Yeah, well, I mean, the truth is, yes, in the end they do. But I'm saying Adam Choshev here is in terms of its connections, its fame, you know. So they figure everybody's going to be looking at how they're treating him. Omar Shmuel says, Shmuel, if you have now a puncture wound, which was made by metal, padata, that's considered to be a sakana, your mechal Shabbos for it. Now, what do you do? Maya Suta. If you've been unable to staunch the flow of blood, so the mifsik dama, what you do is you use tachle bechala. Tachle generally translated as cress. I'm not cress. It has in it chemicals that cause... Asuke, after you've staunched the flow, you want it to start regrowing. So la asuke, you take a girda de yivla. Yivla is a type of plant. And you grate some of it. You put it on top of it. And that causes it to start growing over. Or you could use the girda de asna, which is a thorn bush. Or you could use a nikra mikilkalata, which Rashi learns means worms that are growing in a garbage, which are usually the birds pick. It apparently irritates the sides of the wound and causes it to start growing skin. From Rif Safra, hai in vata. If you have a large boil, that you should know is a parvanka de malacha de muta. That is a shliach de malacha mavis. These things can actually eat into you and destroy you. So you got to get rid of it. So Maya Suta, what should you do? You use Tigna Bedufsha. So Tigna, again, is a type of plant. I don't know what it is. But you take that together, grind it up together with honey. Or karpas, and you take some celery in tilia, and you put that into the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tilia is very strong wine, according to Rashi. Tosfos brings that tilia is also sometimes used to mean very weak wine, again. But he writes here celery on the karpas, and he writes that. So that's dangerous. Omarova hai simta. The truth is that even a swelling, even if it's not a real boil, it's just like swelled about to blister. That's not a good thing. It's a parvanka de ashatai. It's usually going to end up being infected. It's going to cause a fever. I can't say that it's literally fatal, but bad it is. Maya, get rid of it. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, adahachi vahachi, while you're searching for these ingredients, trying to get this together, what you can do is, leite invata bat mina. What you want to do is you want to get an actual grape that looks about the size of this boil that you have. It's called an inva, so you bring an actual grape. And what you do is vnigdara, roll it over it, use a white grape for a white-colored boil, and uchmate, and a dark grape for a bloody boil. Omar Rava, a simta is, as I said, it's not a boil, but it's a swelling. It's a parvanka dashate. Mayasuta, what do you do with it? Well, what you want to do is basically get it to form a pus head. And that way it'll break open and it's not going to spread into the rest of the body. So what you should do is, lebach eshikin it kutle. Snap it. Snap it with your fingers 60 times. And then that causes it to pull up the likre, and then cut it shesive erev. You cut it crosswise, so that, which you know we do with a lot of things, to drain it.
To lance it
in two directions to make sure that it stays open. All of this is only if it hasn't formed its own pus head. But if it's got a white tip, then it's fine already. It's on its way to opening itself. Rabbi Yaakov chash bepika. Rabbi Yaakov had a problem in his anus. Now, some learn that this is a hemorrhoid, which is not mistabra. What's mashma from the Gemara, that what we're talking about here is a cyst, a pilonidal cyst, which is very common because it's talking about the upper part of the anus. So it's very often you form cysts there.
Inside,
but it's visible from the outside. It's at the top, so you can see it. As we'll see later on in the Gemara. So Ori le Ravami told him what to do, or since it was Ravasi told him what to do. What you want to do is take Shev Beni Ahala Tulana, Vitsayer le Bechalola Devet Savora, Velichrachi Luye Nira Barka. So you need to take now 7 seeds that are colored, Tolaana, they're colored red like Tolat. And this is fine in aloe, which they used for washing purposes. It's a chemical. And what you do is you put it now inside of a collar that you have when you cut open a new piece of clothing they used to cut, and then you would actually cut the opening. Take now animal hair, dark animal hair, to tie it together. The tamishle benafta, dip it into white nafta, that the lamp stuff, and burn it. And then take the ash, ubaraleiluye, and put it over the wound. And adahachi vahachi, while you're doing all of that, leite kashita deas. Now what you want to do is bring the bush grows these little berries. If you open up the berries, it's filled with seeds. Take those seeds. And leinach pika lahade pika. This is why I don't believe that it's a hemorrhoid. Take the slit of the seed up against the slit of the cyst. It doesn't really make much sense, the slit of the anus. I mean, it's sort of weird. But so it's mistabra. I saw this the way a lot of the Rishonim learned that it's referring to a wound. In other words, an actual cyst. It's very, very common. This is all very nice. Hanimita pika ilah. There's only the upper part of the slit in the buttocks, basically. I mean, but what about pika tato? What if you can't get to it? I mean, then what do you do? Mine. Oh, so then lise tarba tzfir delo iftach. What you want to do is take the fats from a goat that has not given birth. Some say that it means actually a bird. But the Pasha says it's a goat. That's the way most learn. Take it, melt it down, lifshar, take the fat, velishte bay, and then pour it in. So that way it will heal it. Ve'ilo, if you don't have that available, what you can do is, lise tlat tarpakara, demi apshabatula, bring 3 leaves from a gourd that have dried out, not in the sun, they've dried out in the shade. Burn them, likle, velivdere luye, and sprinkle that on it. Ve'ilo, lise mishakte chalzunoi, what you want to do is bring the snail houses. So you take the calcium and your conches, yeah. And you can use that. If you don't have that, maisi meshach kira. What you do is you bring a mixture of oil and wax. Velinkot, now this probably means, it's not clear, but this part probably means that you drink it, not that you apply it. Because usually it's the drinking that then says linkot b'shach kedegitna b'kaita v'da'ama gufta b'situa. Because what would happen is it would affect your whole body. So then you have to dress accordingly. So make sure that you dress loosely in the summertime, because otherwise you'll overheat, and you use cotton in the wintertime. Rabbi Abahu chash b'udne. Rabbi Abahu had pain in his ear. Orile Rabbi Yochanan, or some say in the Beis Medrash, they gave him over. What to do? Well, what was it? Thanks. I mean, my orile. Well, they told him what Abaya said. Abaya said, my mommy always told me that Omrali Aim, we know when he said his mommy always told him, it's not really his mommy ever. It's the Omenet. He didn't have a mother. That Lo Ivri Kulyata Elalo, let me tell you something, my boy. The only good kidneys do for anybody is they're good for curing earaches. Not your own kidneys, but animal kidneys. Don't eat them for anything else. V'yom ha'rav, amali minyumi asya. Actually, the famous doctor minyumi, he told me, the kulishakana koshilu, with any type of liquid, are not very good for putting your ear. Except for liquid that is exuded from the kidney. The way you do this is you take a kulyata of a barcha karcha. Now, barcha karcha is also a way to refer to a goat. A barcha refers to any type of goat, sheep, and so on. But a karcha means it's bald, because the goat doesn't have the silsul. It only has its light hairs. It doesn't have wool. So they call it a barcha karcha. We say in English, an old goat, because it's kireya. That's fine in the Gemara. When they wanted to make fun of somebody, they called him an old bald goat. A bald goat. Barcha karcha. And take that kidney and again, slit it 2 directions, likre shtiva erev. V'leinach amalala denura. So what you do is you take this thing, and you put it on these coals that are still, you know, flames come out of it, and so while they're glowing coals. And the water that is exuded from them, hanumai den afkimi now, that you should put into the ear. Mishdino b'udne. Now, it shouldn't be cold, but it shouldn't be too hot either. Lo kariri v'lo chamiri, make sure that it's sort of right there, tepid, in the middle. V'ilo, now if you're having a hard time getting a hold of some of that from the Kupat Cholim, and it's not on the list of the Kupat-supported medicines. So then, lise tarba de chipushita, what you want to do is you get yourself a nice fat beetle, and you take some Beetlejuice, exactly. It's the name of a star. And it's got to be really big, a gamlanita. I mean a camel-sized beetle. That was a large beetle. And livshar, melt the fat from it. Velishte, put that in your ear. V'ilo, l'malge l'udne mishka. Now, if you can't do that, what you want to do is just fill up the ear now with oil. V'lava chefka tilta das pasta. Now, cut yourselves 7 ptilot from aspasta, which is wheat, basically has not yet grown, and it's hollow inside. Velete shufta de tuma, not bring, you know, when you're holding garlic from the outside, it's got this pile of leaves that all end in that very strong. Okay, take that, that's called a shufta de tuma. And then lit of bark abachad resha, and you light it with some threads on one end. No. Yes, but first you light it on the other end, and you stick litle bunura. After you put these threads in it, you light it, and you then take the other side, and you let the the vapors that are coming from that go through the aspasta into the ear, being very careful not to burn the ear. So the other side, idach resha mutva bu'udna, put the ear towards the fire, but be careful not to let any actual flames too close. Yizdair mizika. And then, as they get used up, nishko chada v'nana chada. Take one out when it's burned and bring in the next one until you use up all seven of them. Lishnachrina, another lashon in that was ilo laite shaf ptilta bikra, what you, instead of the ptilta da aspata, what you take is some lashon barka. So you take a seven threads, dark threads, v'shayifle mishka da aspata. Again, the probably the correct girsa is aspasta doesn't make sense. Mishka daspasta. It would be of Afar Simona. Well, others have the gears. That makes sense. Mashka daFar Simona. And nice kadresha. And it's the same idea. Take one part in the fire and one part in the ear, and take one out as it gets burned. Put the other one in. V'izdar mizika. V'ilo. Now, if you don't have that,
what is the fire doing?
Apparently it's creating a vapor that when it's deposited in the inside of the ear, it together with the heat, it cures this, whatever this thing is. So it's, I guess we would use probably a spray of some kind, but the closer they are.
They have crystal candling in the ears to remove wax.
Yeah, but this doesn't seem to be for wax.
Ear wax? Ear infection?
This is it's an ear infection of some kind. V'ilo, laite udra. The nada, the lomashkif, the nagarbe, the tlay ludne lahade nura. So the other idea is what you can do is you can take colored, sort of a purplish colored pieces of cotton that you dyed them, but you didn't comb them out, so they're not really ready to be twisted yet. And you put them, you put a fire on them. And you put the ear towards that. So, litle udne lahade nura, but be very careful in this case from the flames. Mizdair mizika. V'ilo, now there's another thing you could do. You could take an old cane. It's got to be very old. It's got to have been picked at least 100 years ago. You know. So, laise gufta de kanya atika bar meyashnin. So, you got an old cane that's been cut 100 years plus. And fill it up.
A
walking cane? No, a cane. Well, it doesn't matter what you're using it for, but the big bag bamboo, empty. And fill it up, obviously the Malayu, fill it up with milcha galalnita, fill it up with rock salt, and then burn the whole thing, valikle, validabek, and then put that in the ear. But, I mean, it really depends what your problem is, you know. I mean, if you've got a dry problem or you've got, like, a wet problem, there's some kind of wound in there that's dripping. So if there's mucus, then you use the rativa you use for the yavishta, and the yavishta you use for the rativa. So depending on which ingredients you've used, some of these are wet, some of these are dry, make sure you apply the right one to the opposite type. Omar Rabba bar Zutra Omar Bechanina, Ma'alin Oznaim B'Shabbat. You are allowed to lift ears that have fallen out of place. Now what this...
So what this
actually is a locked jaw. So the way that they would be metapo with a locked jaw, sometimes if somebody yawns very wide, his jaw will slip and he's unable to close his jaw, which is a disaster. So what they would do is they would lift him up by his ears, which is malin oznaim, and that would force now the upper jaw into place so that the lower jaw could slide back into its place.
Right?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I mean, it's a very painful thing.
It happens in our time, sure.
So the question was whether that's meant to be by hand or it's meant to be to put something in which causes the jaw to move. So that's a machlokas. Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, biyad havelo b'sam, not to use any type of sam, just use your hands. Ikad avri b'sam havelo biyad. Why? Because Mizrav Zar, if you cause damage, some learn that it means you cause damage, it's the wrong thing to do. Rashi learns it means you can create a chabur on Shabbat if you use your hands. because it's an awful lot of pressure. So you may make a chabura. So in order to avoid actual chilul Shabbos, use some, which also works, maybe more slowly, but doesn't call it chilul Shabbos. Omer of Zutra Batuvia Omer Rav. Ayin Shemar Dav. You've got an eye that has decided to rebel and is trying to pop out of its socket. So now it's a high pressured eye, basically. So maybe it has glaucoma or something, but I mean there are illnesses when the eye seems to be popping. Mutter lekochla b'Shabbat, you're allowed to put in the kochol with medication on Shabbos. Sover minei, he thought that's dafka in the middle of the shachis samoni me'etmoli. He didn't mean to be mechal Shabbos mamish, to actually grind the. But if you happen to have an eyeshadow tube that's filled, so you could use it. But that was a mistake, actually. Let's say carry this over the Shazarabim to be Mechal Shabbos. Of course you couldn't do. But that was a mistake. Omalei Umi Rabbonan, his name is Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, I personally heard from Rabbi Yehuda that's not the case. L'didim efarsh b'nei Rabbi Yehuda afilu mishachek b'Shabbos v'asu yedere v'shusarabim. You're even allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in every way in order to get this to an eye. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda was matir mikhaleni b'Shabbat, and Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda was very upset about that. And he said in public, Man Tzayit L'Yehuda Mechal Shabbos. Anybody who listens to this crazy psak is Mechal Shabbos. And then, of course, wouldn't you know it, he got that very illness. L'sof Chashpiyene, so he sends to Reb Yehuda, am I allowed to do anything on Shabbos? So, Shori Oasser. So I said, for everybody else, it's mutter. You know, Goodnick, it's usher. L'didach usher. You chutzpanyak. V'chimididi, what do you think? I made this up myself. I was saying over a psak from Marshmuel. Marshmuel, who da'yi amtadave by Marshmuel. It was an actual mice, a very sad story, where there was this woman who was working by Marshmuel. The kotchala ina b'Shabbat. Her eyes started acting up on Shabbos like this, and got very hot, and was swollen, and she's screaming, and let me do it, and then nobody paid her any attention, that to be matar, to be mechal Shabbos for her. And in the end, poka ina, she lost her eye. So the mocher, the very next day, nafak marshmul v'dorash, he went into the Beis HaMedrash, and was dorash at an ayin shemarda, mutar l'kochla b'Shabbat, it is considered to be a sakanat nefashot. Why is it a sakanat nefashot and not a sakanat ever? My timing. To shuraine de ena buvnata de libatolo. Because basically the nerves of the eye are connected, as some learn, Tosis learns, uvnata de liba means to the brain. In other words, havana, is uvnata as havana. And therefore, since it's directly connected to the brain, it can affect in terrible ways. That's considered to be a sakana sefashos. And Rashi learns of nata deliba means literally the membrane, the cardiac membrane, and that for some reason there's a connection between the eye and the lave, which also makes sense in popular. And because of that, it's considered to be a sakona, not to be metabol in an eye on Shabbos. Now, when you say an eye that acts up, I mean, kagon mai, what is considered to be acting up? Ombre vieta, well, kagon rira, I mean, it may be now leaking mucus, so there's a discharge, or ditsa, it's pricking you, or it's bleeding maybe, dama, or dimata, it may just be that it's just constant watering from the eye of tears, kitcha, it might be hot, burning. Now, all of this is only in the tchilat uchla. When we say you're allowed to do this, it's at the beginning of the illness. If it's already holding at the end, you've been through the crisis, and now it's getting better. La fuke sof uchla, you're not allowed to do it. Or sometimes people want to use kuchla just in order to restore their eyesight, to clear up the eye, because there's a lot of mucus that's still left and so on. That is not mutter. It's only to actually save the eye that we allow all of this. And psuche ena velo. Omer Rav Yehuda zibura. If you were stung by a wasp, or you got charze silo, or you were punctured by a thorn, I'm not sure whether it means like any thorn, or it means Tavka, if there's something stinging on the thorn. Mm. Are you, what translation is this? They still use Sansino? Oh, I didn't know that they had them. Prick of a thorn, any thorn. And if you have a where are we? A simta, or if you have now a boil, is that where I'm at? Yeah. And the koibla ina, you have pain in the eye, or ati aluya ishata, or you have a high temperature. Under any of those conditions, kulu bebani sakanta. It's dangerous to get into a bathhouse where it's very hot. Now, it's true, however, that choma is good lechama, and silka is good litzina. So if you have, what do you call it? It's known in English?
Radish.
Radish is good for hot things, and...
This is homeopathic, right?
Huh?
This is pure homeopathic.
Homeopathic is a different...
You take this, if you're hot, so you take hot, right? The radish kind of bites. I thought that...
Oh, yeah, no, that's true. But, I mean, generally, homeopathic specifically is a utilizing the thing that causes the problem. And silka litzina. And on the other hand, if you use beets, is the way we usually translate it, even though today they try to apply it sometimes to spinach, but correctly it's beets in the Gemara, for things that are cold. To do the opposite is dangerous. Chilufa sakanta. Now we're going to have a number of things which opposites are dangerous. So let's say somebody was now stung by a scorpion. Chamimi la'akrova. That you should use some hot things for that, so hot compresses. But kariri lezibura. And if you invert it, then you can cause dangerous reactions. Chilufa sakanta. That's why the Gemara says ra'ot rabot v'tsarot. That there's such a thing, Gemara Chagiga, this is where Tosis springs. I mean, actually, Rashi says that there are Tosis claims that Rashi says the opposite. They argue that Rashi is the same as Tosis. But tsarot mean that the two things become tsarot zulazu, because let's say you're stung by a scorpion, and at the same time now, you also have a wasp sting. So now what do you do? You're tsarot zulazu. If you put anything warm, it's sakana for the other. Put on cold, it's sakana for the other. So that's ra'ot v'tsarot. Chamime lesilu, you should use a hot compress for a thorn. Now, even though we said before, don't go into the bathhouse, that's not the same as a hot compress, obviously. It means to heat your whole body is a sakana. And a karira, use now something that's cold for a chaspanita, and that's for cracked skin that's on the face. Vichilupa sakanta, inverting that can also cause very bad reaction. Chala lesibure. If you have done a bloodletting from the upper shoulders, then if you drink vinegar, or it's good for it, or munini letanita, you can also have some herring for after a fast. But don't do it the other way around. Don't take the vinegar, don't take the herring for the bloodletting. The fish is very bad for bloodletting, as we'll see. And the vinegar is not good for a fast. Chilufa sakanta. Now, tachle v'sibure sakanta, having now the shachlaim, or the kress, again, I'm not quite sure what that is, but that's how they translate it, and taking the blood from the shoulder is not a good idea. Having a fever and taking blood from the upper shoulders is also considered to be a sakana. Same thing is true if you've got pain in the eye, koivina v'sibure sakanta. Now, the rule is, sheni ladag dam, and sheni ladam dag. So if it's the day after, then you could do a bloodletting after having had fish. Or if it's the day after, you can eat fish after a bloodletting. Certainly not on the same day. And a third day is also considered to be a sakana. So we'll continue our exciting refuot tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, with the new clock in place tomorrow, remember. I'm not sure if the regular time is good because it's sleepless. I think that we put it off till 8:25 because they finished davening so late in some places. Yeah. Here they start at 5:45 and they never finish on time to start the davening at the regular time.